Mystery Man. He stood on the front porch of the ranch house, boyishly handsome, hat in hand. In an Eastern accent, he asked for employment, saying,
I know very little about ranch work, but I am willing to learn.
Well, what's your name?
The rancher wanted to know.
Slim?
Came the reply.
That's it? Just Slim?
Questioned the rancher.
Yeah, just Slim.
The rancher gave the boy a job, and in return, Slim worked hard. He was quiet, never volunteered personal information, and skillfully avoided all questions relating to where he was from or how he happened to come to this remote corner of the West. For 6 years, Slim stayed at the ranch learning to ride, rope, and work cattle. And then one day, while the ranch hands were eating dinner, Slim pushed his chair back from the table. He walked across the room and took a seat on the piano bench. He did not glance down, but it was quickly evident he was intimately knowledgeable of the keyboard. He stared out the window at the rounded hills and the skyline broken by sagebrush and juniper, while his fingers traced through a series of fluid notes. Then he launched into a haunting melody that came from deep in the soul of the quiet young man. Gradually, the ranch hands ceased eating and talking, focusing only on the music their companion was bringing forth. And Slim, shoulders bent and head bowed, cried like a long-lost child. Suddenly, he stopped. He wiped at his eyes and addressed the cowboys.
I'm sorry. I guess I forgot where I was.
He rose and quickly left the room. The following day, Slim drew his wages and departed the ranch. No one out west ever heard from him again.